Unit 9. Making video games. The first video games from the 1970s seemed to bear little resemblance to games today. Halo 3, for example, with its 3D graphics and lifelike characters, is a far cry from an early game like Space Invaders. That game was in black and white and flat. Video games have come a long way. Be that as it may, some things about video games have not changed. There have always been a variety of different games. In the past, people could play fighting games, racing games, sports games, shooting games, and role-playing games, to name but a few. And these game types are still with us today. The planning of games has not changed much either. Now, as then, designers first think about what kind of game they want. For instance, will it be a role-playing or shooting game? Next, they think about the story of the game. In the final part of planning, the designers create storyboards. These are drawings and instructions. They let the programmers know what to do when developing the game. Developing the game is where things have really changed. Making graphics today is totally different than in the past. Video games today look almost lifelike. This is thanks to better memory systems, computer screens, and model-making programs. What is the hardest thing for programmers to portray now? It is not what you might think. Fighting moves are pretty standard these days. Faces are far more difficult. Even just the eyes can make a big difference. If the eyes are wrong, the characters look dead, Ken Birdwell says. This senior programmer studied for a whole year just to learn how to model eyes.